with Simeon. I mean, you know, what is... And the thing is, we have the Word of God here saying we don't have to do it. But we have baptism where it says, the word of faith speaketh. Repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. Well, I want my sins remitted. It's not for the obedience of the law. Or even doing it as according to the law. Though one could seek to do baptism according to law. Meaning, I'll be baptized and that'll earn me God's favor. Because that's the whole point of the law, is that they would do works of the law, attempting to curry God's favor or his grace. You know, if I do this and this, then God will be pleased with me. Not just pleased with me, but I will obtain his favor. Meaning, God wants me to do these things first, then he'll favor me. But then faith is the opposite. I hear of God the things I ought to do, and by faith I believe and do them. So, did you receive the Spirit by faith or by doing deeds? I tell you what, when I received the Spirit, there were deeds that were done. I did deeds. They weren't according to the law. They were just according to the faith of what I'd heard. And what I'd heard was that I needed to go somewhere, a specific place, and get the Holy Ghost there. As far as that's what the Spirit of God was speaking to me in my heart to go do. Okay, and I did it, and it happened to me. Now, that's not according to law. According to law would be, now I go to someone and I'd say, you need to go where I went and do what I did so that you could receive the Holy Ghost. Because if you do what I did and you go where I went, God will look on that, be pleased, and he'll react. See, whereas when I did it, I was reacting to what God was leading me in. And that's the point. It's like, we don't act and God reacts. God acts and we react to him. That's how faith works. God promises, we believe. God commands, we obey. Now, the laws are commands. And ultimately, as you know, I it's hard for me to go through Galatians, honestly. I feel like I want to teach chapter 5 first, so people would understand what the liberty of Christ really makes us free to be. But I'm going to hold my peace and continue on these early chapters. Because really, he's focusing, and as I go through, I want to make sure you understand, the works of the law is referring to those Jewish traditions, but it can also be the sense of which I'm trying to get God's grace by what I do, as opposed to God being gracious to me that I might obey him in faith. And it may seem like a subtle distinction, and in a sense it is. Because everyone, there's no such thing as a gospel without works. You know, some people say, oh, no, there's gospels without works. No. There is grace comes without works. But grace, the action of grace on a believer will cause him to do things, to work things. To works to happen to him. God worketh all our works in us, as it is written. And see, you know, even if you have a minimalist, these teachers who say, well, all you have to do is confess in your heart, with your mouth, confess the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God rose him from the dead, and you will be saved. Go to Romans 10, and listen to my teaching from that. If you have a problem with me saying that that's not enough, they'll say that, okay, well, that's it. Well, that is a work. Okay, you have to understand that believing that is something you do. And see, people say, well, do this and you will please God and he will save you. See, that's works. That's the works of the law. It is. That is the works of the law. What is faith is this. Well, no, the thing is, God is showing favor to you already. And he says, if you will, he says to you, and this is his grace already come, confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God rose him from the dead, and you will be saved. And you say, I believe it. Now, there's, you say, well, there's not much difference. No, no. The difference is the way it's presented. It's whether it's a work of faith or a work of the law. Because I swear they treat it, you know, they have like the four spiritual laws. And there is the law of Christ, which we have to obey. Okay? There are definitely laws out there that need to be obeyed. But again, the way to fulfill all that is through faith. Having become of the Spirit, you are made perfect by the flesh. Well, how are you going to be made perfect? By the Spirit. So there is a way to be made. We are supposed to be made perfect. You know, we begun in the Spirit, right? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Well, there's an implied question under the subtext here. By what then shall you be made perfect? By the Spirit. By the hearing of faith. Have you suffered so many things? I mean, they had suffered things. Was that all in vain? Oh my God. Think about it. That you had gone through suffering and then to turn around and be like, okay, I realize now I'd never been pleasing God. I got to get circumcised. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith. And honestly, you know, I was thinking back to baptism again. Because I, at one point in my walk, I was in doubt about my original baptism as how it was done, and I thought maybe I ought to be baptized. So I got baptized. I thought, was I doing that like a work of the law? I was like, no. Because I didn't think I was pleasing God. Well, maybe at first I went into it, but when I look at it now, I don't look at it. See, the thing is, even if you go and do that, okay, let's say you went and got circumcised, it's not like, oh, well, now you're finished. No, you've just got to go back to faith. So I look at my second baptism. It's for me. Why? So I could be buried with him in baptism and raised with him in newness of life. And that's why I'm baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Because it's he the one who I'm being raised with. And that's, again, a reference back to Romans. I'm going to try to... Well, no. If it be yet in vain, that's sort of parenthetical. Like, God, I hope it... You know, have you suffered so many things in vain? If it is in vain, meaning I'm hoping it's not. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith. These are rhetorical now. It's faith.